Of course, we'll have plenty of activity along the lakefront today for day two of the Air and Water Show.
It's How many people will come downtown for that today?
Oh, I don't know.
And if you could be as precise as possible.
And be as precise as possible? Quite a few.
Okay, well, thank you for that in-depth analysis.
I actually was looking for...
Glad I came to an expert on this.
I actually was looking for a precise number a little bit earlier. I haven't really come across one as yet, but...
I seem to remember a million people coming.
A million, well, total, yeah, for the weekend.
For the full weekend, so that's not just today?
Million? Well, there could have been a million.
Let's say
there.
5 million are going to come down.
5 million?
Let's
all right,
just
we'll
make
go with five.
Up.
We'll go with five.
Five million.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. And as the...
wait a minute. 6 million people, I'm being told.
Six? We'll go with six.
Okay.
Do I hear seven?
You will by the end of the show.
We're going to hear a lot more than that by the end of the show. Also, another festival going on, Pilsen Fest.
Oh.
Closing Blue Island between Blue Island Avenue. Island Avenue, yes, between 18th and Cullerton until early tomorrow morning for Pilsen Fest.
Now, what would you recommend that I see at Pilsen Fest?
Oh, the food down
there.
This is
our theme of the show today. Me asking Shawnee questions I know he couldn't possibly have the answers to.
I have friends that
What's your favorite thing going on at Pilsen Fest today?
Well, I'm wondering if friends of mine who run a restaurant are at Pilsen Fest because their restaurant is in Pilsen.
Okay. You want to give them a free plug?
I could give them a free plug. Dia de los Tamales.
Okay.
And they have done well. They've had a booth at Taste of Chicago for a number of years.
All
and
right.
They're in Pilsen, and they have good foods.
What is it called? Dia?
Dia de los Tamales.
The day of the tamale?
Yeah. Dia de los Tamales.
Okay.
Sí.
All right. When you go there, tell them that Shawnee gave him a free plug.
Well, you asked.
We'll be sending you an advertising bill for that.
You asked me.
When you get an invoice from WGN Radio, Dia del Tamale or whatever you called it, you'll know where that came from.
Well, this traffic report is sponsored by...
Our favorite?
Spot Hero.
Oh, we love
ding,
Spot
ding,
Hero.
Ding, ding, ding.
We love the Spot
Finally.
Hero.
Finally. Here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10
off. That's right.
Spot Hero, park smarter.
Yep.
And for personalized traffic on demand, you can get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Mostly sunny today. A great day for those 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 million people to turn out for the Air and Water Show. High in the 80s. Fair tonight, low around 70. Not quite as warm tomorrow, more humid, and we could see some storms tomorrow afternoon or overnight, and a high near 80 for tomorrow. Mostly sunny now, 74 at O'Hare. Midway has 75. Chicago's lakefront has 75. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Does this theme song sound like it's playing slowly to you?
No, it sounds fine.
It's like slow to me.
No, it sounds fine to me.
Sunday morning.
No, it's not that bad.
Lakeland and Fire were at Ravinia this past Friday.
I heard. Yes, and I didn't get to go. Did you go?
I did not.
I know you've seen them there.
I have seen them several times.
Yeah.
I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
That's why we chose this song as our theme song.
Sure.
For the past 150 years here on Sunday morning. You know who else was in Chicago?
Hello.
Hello. These guys were. Why, I will give you $150 if you can tell me who this is.
I know this song. I can't come up with it.
Funny, a stump because it came out after 1970. It's Pearl Jam.
Oh, I knew that. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Shawnee thinks that Pearl Jam is the mother on Petticoat Junction.
That was Kate.
That was her. Come to be her guest at the Junction. Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field last night. Rocking the joint. Blowing the roof off the joint if there was one. You know who their special guest was last night? You know how over the years, Eddie Vedder.
I knew who he was.
Yeah, how he's, you know, he brings up special guests to join him on stage.
Yeah.
Who was Dennis Rodman.
Oh, really?
Dennis Rodman came on stage.
Did he sing?
At a point during the show. He spoke. Yeah, he's an international diplomat now, so.
Well, he's a busy man.
We have to, acknowledge when we have visiting dignitaries.
Kim Jong-un wasn't there then.
Not as far as I know. Okay. I don't think he was. but he did come on stage, and he did talk about North Korea.
North Korea, did he?
Yeah. Now that he has brokered this peace, maybe he can. Andy, you tell me. You're the expert on this.
Yeah.
Maybe he can broker a peace between White Sox and Cubs fans.
You know what? I think that might be more difficult than peace
in North and South Korea.
Yeah, and North and South
Korea. You've got something there.
I don't know if that will ever be rectified. And you know what? It's probably better that it's not rectified.
I guess so.
Some things are just better left alone.
I guess so. For the most part, it harms no one, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't harm anybody. It's two very knowledgeable fan bases, and they just don't like each other.
Well, they're just very loyal to their own
exactly
fan bases, and sometimes don't like each other, and sometimes hate each other. They also performed last night with the World Series trophy in the middle of the stage at Wrigley Field last night for Pearl Jam.
Eddie Vedder, one of the biggest Cub fans around.
Right. He's got a little pull with the Ricketts family, I guess.
He does.
I'd like to borrow the World Series trophy to put in the middle of the stage while we perform.
I promise to bring it back.
Dennis Rodman will be there if that means anything to you. Maybe we could negotiate it back, but it was behind him the whole time. They played for 3 hours last night. Great time. I wasn't there, but everybody says great time had by all. So, and they'll take the night off tonight, and they will play again at Wrigley Field.
That's a long show.
Tomorrow night. It is.
3 hours.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. The kids like to have their fun, Schwanny.
I think they did a tribute to Tom Petty last night
as well. Yes, they did. It was a part of it as well. Exactly. Yeah. Correct. Okay. So anyway, we're going to talk. We'll talk more about that later. Oh, talking about music. You know what we're giving away today?
What's that?
Just a rhetorical question.
Yes. What are you giving
didn't
away?
Didn't expect an answer. Tickets to see Billy Joel.
Now him, I know.
Okay. All right. it's going to be at Wrigley Field again. He's going to be there September 7th. And later in the show, we'll tell you when. I think we have a fairly entertaining way to give these tickets away. We'll give those away. So just
I think I know what you have in mind.
I don't, but I'm looking forward to it.
You will, Andy. You'll enjoy it.
What is it, Mr. Smarty Pants?
I know you've done this before. So I just know. I think I know what you have.
Well, maybe we're doing.
You
something
said an entertaining way, of doing it.
We can come up with some new entertaining way. It doesn't have to be the same thing that we always do.
Okay, I guess not.
What do you think it is?
A contest?
Really?
Yeah.
That was your big guess that we're going to do a contest,
a singing contest, which we've done before.
Oh, a singing contest.
Yeah, which we've done before. We invite callers to come in and sing their favorite song. We did that with Elton John.
Oh.
So, maybe. Did I give it away?
Maybe. I'm not at liberty to say. I don't even
not
know.
At liberty to
I
say.
Do not even
you
know.
You don't even know?
Only the producer of the show, Tom Hush.
Executive producer Tom Hush.
Tom has not told me how we're giving away tickets. Tom, do you want to reveal or do you want to just keep it a secret for a little while? It's entirely up to you.
Let's keep it a secret for a little bit.
Okay.
We'll get him on the reel here, and we'll bring him in for those tickets.
All right. Shawnee, if we've learned anything by listening to this program through the years, I clearly know very little about what's going on.
Yeah.
I didn't really think you were going to agree with me that fast on that.
I've been here 8 years. I've deduced this by now.
So Billy Joel tickets. We're going to share some of my conversations that I've had with the great Aretha Franklin, play some of her music coming up later on as well. And how many people did we say are going to be at the Air and Water Show today?
We were up to 7 million.
7 million people will be enjoying the Air and Water Show today. In a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with the voice of the Air and Water Show to maybe give us a slightly more accurate estimate. I went to the danger zone. Maybe the finest cinematic achievement in the history of mankind. The sixth and final installment of Sharknado. I watch it so you don't have to. Dean Richards' Guilty Pleasure. Love them. So, the Big Air and Water Show has been going on all weekend long. Started in 1959 and has been a Chicago favorite ever since then. The voice of the Air and Water Show, the great Herb Hunter, joining us on our phone line right now. Herb, you're out at the lakefront right now?
I'm sitting right behind the platform. In fact, I just watched a big old 787 fly by. One of our sponsors has an airplane down here flying in the show. And, yeah, we're getting ready to rock down here. It's going to be a great day.
That's got to be pretty spectacular. And, man, could the weather cooperate with you guys a little more this year? How about it?
Oh, it's really been good. The only, you know, I had low the flat show with Thunderbird yesterday, but it was full show, and everybody got to see everything. Everybody flew. It was a great day. The weather was good. A nice light breeze off out of the east, and the east wind is better for the people out at O'Hare. Allows us to utilize a lot more airspace up above us, and that's all good.
Now, what were some of the big highlights for you? You've seen them all. You've been to every single air show, I believe, right?
I actually started 40 years ago. I flew in it for the very first time back in 1979. That's the 20th anniversary.
So you're a newcomer to all.
I'm a newcomer. Yeah, right. And I've been on the mic for the last 31 years.
Wow.
So I've seen a lot of it. You know, a lot of the acts never get old. Like the Thunderbirds never gets old. Seeing the Thunderbirds, of course, they change the team out. You know, some people change every year. I love the Aeroshell aerobatic team, but new and 2 years ago. We had the F-35, and they're back here this year. The F-35, the newest in the Air Force inventory, single-engine, single-seat fighter, and very, very advanced technology. And, of course, he's flying also at the end of his flight with the Heritage Flight, which is the old P-51 Mustang made so famous back at the end of World War II.
I heard from so many people yesterday, some who were actually at the Air and Water Show yesterday, but just people around the Chicago area marveling at what they saw in the sky because of the turnarounds. You pretty much can see, you know, some form or another of the Air and Water Show, no matter where you are in the Chicago area.
Right.
And people just commenting, and it's people love it every single year.
It's amazing to me the number of people who've said to me away from the show this year that they're always going to a party, one of the rooftop parties.
Right.
And when the show box is 2 miles long, so people to the north hear my voice. The people down past the chest bowl don't get to hear the narration from the platform. But it is such a longer line than the actual show site. I mean, there are people up there. Just it was amazing driving back to the hotel yesterday, the number of people we saw completely, you know, a couple miles from the show site that obviously had set up picnic areas so they could watch the show. So it was great.
Picnic areas and rooftops all over Chicago. Everybody was enjoying it yesterday.
Right.
So what are we looking forward to today? What are the big highlights for today?
Well, today, the nice thing about a nice high sky is you get to have the full program from the Golden Knights and the Leapfrogs. And are actually, and I don't have the name right in front of me, but somebody from WGN is, Lourdes is jumping today.
Oh, Lourdes Duarte. Lourdes Duarte is jumping today.
She's going to do a tandem jump today.
All right.
And, you know, what an exciting thing. So with the high sky, we get the full gamut of what the Golden Knights and the Leapfrogs can do. And then, you know, we got the best performers in the business here. Everybody wants to do Chicago. It's the single largest, you know, free event of its kind in the world. And there's not an air show performer in the world that doesn't want to be here. And so we've got the best of the best civilian-wise. But, you know, we do have the F-35 and the Heritage. And we've got so many. We had the A-10 back this year, which is sort of great. They sort of simulate an attack on the beach. And so Sean Tucker's here again for his final solo year of performing. So Sean, such a great solo performer in his Oracle biplane, and he loves Chicago, and they love him. So that's a lot of the highlights right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. About what time are some of the, you know, the highlight things going to be going on today, so people can plan their own schedule?
I think, 10 o'clock is when it's going to start. So that's, you're going to see, you know, the big Golden Knight Leapfrog contingent there. I think the F-35 is just after 12, and then the second jumps are going to start around 1:30, and then the Thunderbirds are scheduled to fly at 2:30. You know, all this subject to change, but 2:30 this afternoon.
Herb, I don't know if you know, the WGN radio now, you know, we're in a new location this year. We're up on the 18th floor at 303 East Wacker. You've got considerable pull over there. Can you get some of the planes, maybe the Thunderbirds, to buzz our building?
To fly by? Hey, listen, I'll make a call right after we hang up, all right?
Yeah, they could just go right down the river. It would be a treat for everyone.
They go right down the river. That's a great idea. Actually, I came over on one night, I think it was Wednesday night, and did a show on Wednesday night over at your new facility.
Okay.
So it's the first time I'd been there, first time I'd seen it. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, if you could get maybe a bomber or one of the Thunderbirds, somebody, that would be great. We would enjoy that very much.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
I'll do my best. All right.
Herb Hunter is going to be calling all the shots for you here today. Thank you for joining us, Herb. Always good to talk to you. We'll check news when we come back, and our far-flung forecast is next. All right, Henderson's Candy Shop's fair and festival season is back in full swing. Time to trade in those flip-flops and the beach towel for mini donuts, ice cream sundaes, Ferris wheels, and tractor pulls. Summer isn't complete till you've gobbled up all that the county fair has to offer, and no one does county fairs better than the folks at Anderson's Candy Shop, the same Andersons who make that award-winning chocolate, famous for their fresh mini donuts, their ice cream floats, shakes, and malts. Through the middle of September, candy makers will be traveling throughout Chicagoland and the Milwaukee area with their concession trailer, and they're coming to a fair near you. Visit AndersonsCandyShop.com. See the full schedule there. See a lumberjack show. Shawnee, we need to go to a lumberjack show.
And it's funny you should mention that. Because
how fun would that be?
That would be awesome.
Andy, you want to go to the lumberjack show with us?
I'm in.
See? Andy, we've been planning a show at a bowling alley for a long time, too, so we can do that. We're just adding this to the list.
Hang on. Let me read on.
Okay.
Lumberjack show, sprint car races. Here's the one that we want to go to. Chainsaw artists.
Ooh.
Oh, that's got us written all
this
over.
This will give new meaning to the chainsaw massacre.
Chainsaw
once we're done.
Artists. Ladies and gentlemen at Anderson's Candy Shop, I am volunteering our appearance and personal services to you for free. If each one of us could get a chainsaw and see what kind of sculpture each of us could make with a chainsaw. Wouldn't that be fun?
Knock down the building.
Let's do it.
We can wear our lumberjack shirts.
We can hear that. We can have
I
that
can
Monty
see you
Python
in one of those big flannel plaid shirts.
Hey, Shawnee, come closer. Come here. I want to show you something.
Wasn't there that Monty Python song, I'm a Lumberjack?
And
I'm a Lumberjack, and I'm okay.
Yeah. You can just have that playing on a continuous loop.
Let me read on. They also have lots of animals, a demolition derby, and more. I really want to go to that chainsaw thing, though. Visit AndersonsCandyShop.com and see why, for fair season, nothing beats these treats. Let's make sure our insurance is paid up before we go.
Absolutely.
Let's get the latest news and our far-flung forecast next. Here is Dave Schwann.
Well, Chicago police are still looking for those responsible for three men that were shot and a fourth person beaten during what was called a peace picnic on the near north side last night. This happening just after 6 o'clock at Seward Park on West Division. One of those shot is in critical condition. The others that were injured are in stable condition. Still no word on damage or injuries from the earthquake that hit the Indonesian island of Lombok today. This after the island is trying to recover from a earthquake earlier this month that killed 460 people. U.S. Geological Survey says this latest quake measured at a magnitude 6.3. Today is the second and final day of Chicago's Air and Water Show. It runs from 10 to 3 along Chicago's lakefront. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
And baseball again here on the south side. The White Sox will try to win the series against the Royals after falling yesterday 3-1. Nicky Delmonico's home run is second in as many nights. Was the only run for the White Sox in that loss yesterday. Jose Abreu with a couple of hits. The series finale coming up this afternoon. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. And a DJ, the first pitch at 1:10 here on WGN. Cubs will try to win the series as well against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They lose by the final of 3-1 last night. Ben Zobrist accounting for the only run, with his ninth home run of the season. Series finale coming up this afternoon, as mentioned, with Jose Quintana going up against Jameson Taillon. Bears beat the Broncos 24-23 last night in preseason game number 2 officially. Mitchell Trubisky 9-for-14, 90 yards, a touchdown, an interception. Chase Daniel had a couple of touchdowns, engineering drives late in the game with about 5 minutes to go to send the Bears to the win. Next preseason game coming up at Soldier Field next Saturday against Kansas City. And on the PGA Tour, the third round wrapping up today at the Wyndham Championship. Brant Snedeker has a one-shot lead. He is 16 under. Brian Gay, following a 63 Friday, shoots a 62 today and is now one shot back at 15 under par. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, a couple accidents. The first in Darien at Tamarack Drive and Seminole Drive. Also in Winfield, watch for an accident at North Winfield Road between Fleming Drive and High Lake Road. Downtown, of course, we've got the Air and Water Show kicking off in just about 20 minutes now, running from 10 to 3 today. And also,
it's sort of centered at North Avenue, though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
the
main action is...
The main action is
North Avenue and about a mile north and a mile south of that. So.
That's right. But, you know, for a long time, if I'm out and around on a Saturday or a Sunday... down around the museum campus is also a fairly good place to watch things. Well, yeah. You know, with the planes coming around, circling around, you can see them.
All right, good. Good tip.
Just mentioning.
Good inside
just saying,
tip.
Just saying.
After 1 o'clock, Juani is hosting any listeners that want to come by his house. Want to stop by. He's got some onion dip and some bugles that he's going to be putting out.
And Pringles potato chips, too.
Oh, that's good eating right there.
Also, Edison Park Fest today, closing Olmsted Avenue between Oshkosh and Overhill.
Oh, in the O Streets. In the O Streets.
The three O's.
What was that first street?
Olmsted. Between Oshkosh and Overhill.
Okay.
Closed through tonight for Edison Park Fest today.
All right, very nice.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago and this report sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care to get $70 off per axle on a standard brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Coupon is required. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Details are available at driveafirestone.com. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Mostly sunny today, highs in the 80s. Fair tonight, low around 70. Tomorrow, cloudy, and we could see some storms developing by a late afternoon or early evening. And a little bit cooler, high near 80. We have 74 now at O'Hare, 77 at Midway, and 75 along Chicago's lakefront. And our far-flung forecast takes us down south, all the way to Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Okay, now you're making up these city names.
I'm not making this up.
Now you're just
Muscle
making these up.
Muscle Shoals.
Tell us where Muscle Shoals is.
Muscle Shoals is in the far northwest portion of Alabama.
Huh.
Population 13,146.
You think anybody there is listening to us on the web?
They may well be. They may well be.
We're very big in Alabama.
Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Very, very popular, this show.
It was started in the early 1920s. The Ford Motor Company operated a plant near there.
What?
Before closing in 1982. But today we bring up Muscle Shoals, Alabama, for a very good reason, a very important reason, because it is home to Fame Recording Studios, which got started there in the 1950s. Many legendary names have recorded there, including people like Wilson Pickett and the one and only Aretha Franklin. She had her first big hit recorded at the Fame Studios in 1967. I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. She'd had
I love when you do these Casey Kasem lung forecasts.
We've had some musical ones here last few weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, right.
But this was her first big hit, and it wasn't much longer, much later, when she recorded Respect, Chain of Fools,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T,
written by Otis Redding, by the way.
You know what somebody told me last night? Somebody, a friend of mine who's a musician, Andy Mitran, who used to be on the Bozo, Professor Andy on the old Bozo show.
Right.
He told me that for all of the notoriety that Aretha brought to the song Respect and Chain of Fools and Never Love a Man, like you just played, it was the songwriters and their estates that continue to get rights for those.
Sure.
Aretha didn't, I mean, she got paid one time for recording the record and did not get royalties for all of those years.
Wow.
For all of those big hit songs.
Wow.
It's just they didn't have royalty systems set up back then.
Not the way they do now.
And and it's still very limited now, where it's the songwriter really that gets the royalties, not really the performer.
That's interesting. That's interesting. But Muscle Shoals has been the if you look at credits on various albums, Aretha's albums, Wilson Pickett, many others, you will see that they were recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
I would have never known that.
And that was the source for a lot of those records, for especially for Atlantic Records and some of the other... Which was her label.
Everyone thinks she was on Motown, and she was
never on Motown. She actually, her first record contract was with Columbia Records. She recorded in the very early 1960s.
Yeah, when she was like 18 years old.
When she was 18 years old.
18 years old, the daughter of a very famous minister in Detroit.
C.L. Franklin.
C.L. Franklin.
Yeah.
And where she got started singing in her daddy's church.
Yeah. By the way, that's a fantastic picture of you and her that you posted.
How about that? Wasn't that nice?
That's great.
Like, I was honored to... be backstage with her. When that was before her 2009 interview at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. We went back.
Oh, is that where it was?
Backstage, okay. We talked with her. It was. there's a great story, you know, with my cameraman who was with me that day. Mike D'Angelo is his name. You know, and he sets up the microphones and all that. He was the one. Aretha had a strapless gown on. She was about to go on stage.
Oh, no.
And had a strapless gown. And he had what's called the lavalier microphone, which is just a tiny little clip-on microphone. And he clipped it on her, and the clip didn't attach, and it fell into her cleavage.
Oh, great.
The microphone. And he's like...
What do we do now?
So... That interview that you heard was almost doomed, shall we say.
Well, Muscle Shoals has a partly sunny day, 81 degrees, at the Fame Recording Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
In a minute, we are going to hear some of that interview, as a matter of fact, with Aretha Franklin. And I have to say, what has now become my favorite Aretha recording, when she paid tribute to Carole King a couple of years ago at the Kennedy Center Honors.
I saw that the other day online again.
It gives me goosebumps when I hear this song, when I hear her version of this. So that's going to come up.
And you know, when you watch that, you're just so happy for Carole King. She's so beside herself.
She's completely blown away that, you know, obviously didn't know that Aretha was going to come on and sing that song.
And play the piano.
Play the piano. Yeah. And Aretha comes on wearing a big old fur coat and her purse. She brings everything out with her. Because a lot of the old performers, they don't want to leave anything backstage because they think someone's going to steal their stuff. So she brings her purse and her fur coat, puts the purse up on the piano, plays the song with her fur coat on, eventually taking it off when she starts wailing But it's just a fantastic cut. And we'll play some of that and my little bit of my interview with Aretha when we come back. Dean Richards, Sunday Morning, WGN. .51 Dean Richards, Sunday Morning on WGN. '90s Aretha. A very definite, you know, dividing mark. The early hits like Respect and Chain of Fools and all the 60s, 70s song. And then, you know, music changed a little bit. Dance music came in and a lot of the older artists were left to redefine themselves with, which Aretha definitely did with songs like That Sisters Are Doing It for Themselves, that she did with Annie Lennox and a number of other performers as well. But also her own solo hits back then, Freeway of Love and Who's Zoomin' Who. And one of her actually few number one songs that she had a duet with George Michael, I Knew You Were Waiting for Me, which was also a great song. But she continued to grow and redefine and, you know, stay completely relevant with music audiences. So when we talked with her, this was back in 2009 out at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, where she did a lot of her new songs and a lot of her old hits at the same time. I was wondering what she thought of today's music. And this is what Aretha told me.
Are you pretty happy with the way pop music is today? Would you like to see music going in a different direction? Are you disappointed? Or are you thrilled with the way that music is today?
I like what they're playing. I love what's being played between Steve Harvey and Tom Joyner and Michael Baisden and Warren Valentine and people like that. But I think they have just thrown away a generation. You don't hear the legends. You know, you don't hear the legends, and there's an audience out there. The boomers, you know, are the legends audience. And it's just a shame that the PDs, the program directors, don't have more of the celebrated names on the playlist. It's ridiculous. It's just like you just don't care about that faction of the population. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Yeah. We're going to play some hip-hop, and that's it. That's not right.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you pretty happy with hip-hop music? Do you like it? Do you listen to it?
I like it. There's a lot of it that I like, yeah.
Would you ever do anything like that, or maybe collaborate with some of, you know, Kanye West? Or
I could collaborate for fun, yeah.
Thank you.
was 2015. We know now that she had already been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer at the time, showing absolutely no signs whatsoever of any kind of illness, and bringing the house down at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., performing that song for Carole King. Just an unbelievable performance. If you've not seen the video of that, it's available all over line. And to me, has become like her quintessential song. Quick break, and we'll update news still to come on the program later. All right, still to come for you this morning, as I had mentioned, our A-list interview with the director and star of the number one movie in America, Crazy Rich Asians. And we're talking Italian cooking today on our food show segment. That's all coming up a little bit later on. And we have a update of the latest news up for you next, sponsored by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage with the latest. Here is Dave Schwann.
We have mostly sunny skies and 74 at O'Hare. And since we've been talking about Aretha Franklin this morning, she is being remembered today in her home church in Detroit.
Sunday morning, he set me free. I got a mind.
Special service taking place at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, where Aretha Franklin got her beginnings, singing in her father's gospel choir, and also recorded her very first album. She died earlier this week on Thursday morning at the age of 76. Her funeral is set for August 30th. Chicago police have no suspects in custody after three men were shot, one critically, a fourth man beaten at an event in Seward Park on West Division Street last night. More from WGN-TV's Courtney Guzman.
The shooting took place as the third annual Peace in the Hood basketball tournament was wrapping up. It was coordinated by the group Brothers Standing Together, Alderman Walter Burnett and Secretary of State Jesse White.
Two of the three shot are in stable condition. Nashville police are looking for two suspects they call cold-blooded killers and are considered armed and dangerous. Investigators are trying to determine if the gunmen are behind a double homicide from this weekend, also linked to two other shootings this month. The manhunt underway this morning amid fears that they could indeed kill again. We still have no word on damage or the number of injuries after an earthquake which hit the Indonesian island of Lombok today. This after another quake hit earlier this month that killed over 400 people. Today's earthquake measured a magnitude 6.3. Less than a quarter of Illinois children were fully prepared to enter kindergarten last year. A study of over 100,000 students was based on teacher evaluations. The data show about 42% of students were not prepared last year in any of three development areas. And now WGN Community Corners, here's Ryan Burrow.
It's airport week and we head to Northwest Indiana and Porter County Regional Airport. The airport, which now rests on more than 700 acres just southeast of Valparaiso, was founded at the urging of a former World War II pilot back in 1949 as a county-owned public service facility. The airport's located outside of Chicago Class B airspace. It's the home to 160 general aviation aircraft, including one passenger propeller planes, all the way up to larger corporate jets. I'm Ryan Burrow with Community Corners on WGN Radio.
Hey, and as long as he's talking about airport week, we have a live report from the Air and Water Show right now. And the crowd goes, ooh.
And thank you for that update.
Live reports. No other station providing like we do.
Yeah, with that kind of sound, too. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, there's baseball coming up here on the south side in about 2.5 hours. I'll have your pregame show at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 1:10. It's the final game of the three-game series between the White Sox and the Kansas City Royals, all even at 1. After the White Sox fall last night 3-1, Nicky Delmonico with a home run in his second straight game. Reynaldo Lopez will go for the White Sox against Heath Fillmyer for Kansas City. Cubs lose to the Pirates yesterday 3-1. Ben Zobrist, the home run, accounting for the only run for the Northsiders. Tyler Chatwood, again, erratic in his spot start for Mike Montgomery. Series finale coming up today in Pittsburgh. Jose Quintana against Jameson Taillon. Bears beat the Broncos in exhibition football last night, 24-23. Mitchell Trubisky, 9-14 for 90 yards. He had an interception, but he also threw a touchdown pass. Chase Daniel, the backup quarterback, a couple of touchdowns in the final 5 minutes. Preseason game number one at Soldier Field coming up on Saturday. That'll be against the Kansas City Chiefs. PGA Tour, the third round finishing today of the Wyndham Championship. Brent Snedeker has a one-shot lead over Brian Gay, who fouled a 63 on Friday with a 62 in the third round. He is 15 under. And a reminder, the Blackhawks single-game regular season tickets will go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. And back to the White Sox for a second. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see the highlights or hear about this, but yesterday the White Sox had Marian Catholic. Their band was here. They played the national anthem. And Sister Mary Jo went out to the mound to throw out the first pitch and dazzled everybody with a big-time curveball.
She burned one in?
Six. It was a great curveball. She apparently has played softball in her past. And Ricky Renteria, the manager, was asked about her performance yesterday after the game.
She was talking to somebody, and she wanted to warm up. So she had a mitt and a ball, and so she gave him the mitt. She stepped back at about 45 feet and threw a bullet. I was like, wait a minute. And he threw it back to her, and she fielded it barehanded. And I was like, okay, she looks like she can play a little bit. So we started talking to her, and she says, yeah, she played center and short. And I said, can you play for us? And she said, sure.
Yeah, so she has a little softball experience in her past. That's and awesome. had a good time out there. We were watching her pregame. And during the show, I was watching her on the field, and she did have this huge oversized glove on, and she was bouncing the ball off her bicep and into her hand. She was doing a little flip of the, of the baseball. So she's obviously had a little experience playing, and she brought the crowd to its feet yesterday after that first pitch. So it was pretty cool to
That's
see.
That's very cool. Sister Jean, yeah. Look out. Looks like there's some competition.
Yeah, there was a lot of tweets going around. You may have Sister Jean, but we've got Sister Mary Jo. So it's the battling sisters out in Chicago. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic. Looking at some delays now on the Kennedy. It's a 35-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown, 25 minutes from O'Hare to the junction. And numerous accidents will start in Winfield at North Winfield between Fleming and High Lake Road. Watch for an accident there. We have an accident in Darien at Tamarack and Seminole Drives. Also now an accident in Villa Park at East St. Charles Road and Villa Avenue. Bartlett has an accident at Illinois 59 and Army Trail Road. And in Roselle, an accident at East Irving Park Road and North Roselle Road.
Wow, a lot of accidents.
Yeah, a lot of accidents. People out because it's a nice day and they're not paying attention.
You know what it is? Probably people listening to the show and laughing hysterically.
And wondering, what are we listening to?
Oh, okay. Or there's that.
Yeah. And, of course, at this hour, the Air and Water Show getting underway along Chicago's lakefront.
Johnny, I believe we do have another live cutaway.
Oh, we do?
From
okay.
The Air and Water Show okay. That has just begun. Slow start. It's a slow start. All right, there we go. Hang on. All right. All right.
It was Schwani's turn to make sure there was gas in the place.
I thought you were going to put gas in the place.
You didn't put any oil in
it. Wait a minute. Schwani, get out there and twirl the propeller one more time.
Contact.
Since you were talking about Italian being on the Food Time show later today,
yes.
You'll be interested in this. Little Italy Festa.
Oh, I love this.
Closing Taylor between Loomis and Ashland today.
Yeah, this is like the old Little Italy area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
Sweet.
Little Italy Festa. Between Taylor, between Loomis and Ashland until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The CTA is rerouting number 157 buses.
That's my favorite one.
Little Italy Festa. And with all of these festivals going on, the Air and Water Show, not even the Air and Water Show, can stop, you know what I mean, Maxwell Street Market. Displays between Roosevelt and Harrison closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
You have to be kidding.
No.
I didn't think it'd be true.
Well, I speak the truth. Maxwell Street closing displays between Roosevelt and Harrison. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago.
I have a taste for arancini now that you mentioned the Italian fest.
Okay, a taste of what?
Arancini.
Oh, that's a new one now.
Never had the arancinis?
No, I have not.
It's they're rice balls.
Okay.
The rice balls often stuffed with like meat inside, deep fried.
Oh, jeez.
And then they put marinara sauce over it.
Oh,
and
wow.
You get, like Italian fest, you know, you can buy them.
That sounds great.
Oh, those are so good.
That sounds wonderful. You going to talk about that, or do we have other recipes on food?
No, we have other. No, actually, what we're talking later is a woman who puts together tours to Tuscany for Italian cooking lessons.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that sound cool?
That does sound awesome. Yes. Yeah. That's fantastic.
You can make your own rice balls.
I know you've been to Italy when we were there a number of years back. Some of the best food we had was out in an Italian countryside, a restaurant we just happened to find. It was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You can go anywhere in any place. You go to the Greasiest Spoon any place.
And you'll still get great
food. The food is 1,000 times better than anything you get here.
You will.
Sorry. Sorry, American Italian restaurants.
The one that you like, though, in Little Italy is great. Tufano's, I think?
I was just there the other day.
Were you?
World's greatest eggplant.
Yeah, amazing.
Greatest eggplant Parmesan in the history of eggplant Parmesan.
The history of eggplant.
They called from Italy and said, hey, we've stopped making eggplant Parmesan in Italy because Tufano's makes it better than anyone.
Than anybody else. So they ship it over there now.
That's right.
So it's in demand. So they ship it from Chicago.
Grandma makes a tray and sends it over.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. A sunny day today, high in the 80s. A fair skies tonight, low around 70. For tomorrow, more humid, and we could see some storms later in the day and overnight hours for tomorrow, high around 80. 74 now at O'Hare, it's 77 at Midway, and 75 at Chicago's Lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Looking up the recipes for the arancinis, Italian arancinis, the rice ball.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of that before.
Take the rice. I've never made it myself, but they take the rice. It's stuffed, and I'm looking at the recipes now. I guess more often stuffed with like cheese, mozzarella, different kinds of cheeses in the middle.
And then they fry them.
Then they form it like a ball, deep fry it, and then they put the marinara
on top. Boy, just one of those sounds like they'd be very filling.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
If you were a sensible eater, one would be fine. If you were like me, maybe four of them.
Four or five.
Might stop. Anywho. I almost didn't get into the station this morning. Did you hear about all the...
What happened now?
I couldn't get in. I got locked out.
You were here well before 8 o'clock. Well, I saw you walking around.
That's because I get here so early, because we have a lot of people don't know.
We have
know
a lot of show preparation.
And
this.
We do a full rehearsal of the show. We do a live run through of the show first. So actually what you're hearing on the air is what we decided is the best stuff.
Entirely scripted.
Yeah, we've cut out all the stupid stuff. So we go through a complete run-through. But I had lost my... Well, you know, I lost my my security.
You lost, yes?
I lost my security clearance this week. So I couldn't get into the station. Producer Tom had to let me in, which I think, Tom, you may have violated security clearance by letting me in here.
Now, who's next?
Well, who knows? Am I hearing the national anthem somewhere? Oh, it's at Andy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Talk about run-throughs.
Is that actually somebody singing?
Yeah, hang on.
It's a person. Andy Mazur's at Guaranteed Rate Field.
He's got some pipes.
Very lovely.
Sounds good.
There's a little guy guy next to her on a bass guitar. I mean, what's proper protocol now? Do I need to stand right now or
yes,
what?
Yes, you do.
Okay,
and take your toupee off, too.
And put your hand over your toupee.
Put your toupee over your left heart.
I've always wondered what protocol was when this is like 2.5 hours before our first pitch.
Was I not supposed to say that you wear a toupee? Did I just Laura Petrie you?
You did. Rob!
Oh, Alan Brady.
Now with sports, here's Alan Brady.
I prefer Mel Cooley. Thank you very much.
And,
That's good. That mean you'll address us all now as yuck?
Do they?
Sure.
Do they always do a run through of the national anthem? I've never heard of it.
People that do, because as you know, I mean, the acoustics here are a lot different with the sound bouncing off of the seats,
right?
And everything, and you get that echo.
Can throw you off.
A lot of people like to come here and just do
just wing it.
A little run through, so they can kind of figure out how that's going to happen.
Very nice. Very nice. Do we know who that is?
I don't.
Whoever it was sounded very nice.
Here pretty good. Pretty soon, she's looking like she's trying to help the young man that's got the bass guitar. Maybe stick with her a little bit here. He may have gotten a little out of front of her.
Oh, she's getting all diva on him.
Yeah, tell you.
When I say Rocket's Red Glare, I want the downbeat on Rocket's Red Glare.
That's in a fifth. What are you doing?
That guy in the radio booth is on the air. We're on live. Exactly. I want it to sound good.
She had no idea that her practice was being broadcast on 50,000 watts of radio.
It's all right.
I think she's happy with her performance now. She is literally wrapping up the mic cord right now.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Will we hear that on the air later on?
Maybe. Okay. Could be.
Andy's,
if not, you heard it now.
Andy, I guess we already heard it. So,
yeah.
But your pregame is at, 12:30 today?
12:35.
12:35. So that may or may not be part of it coming up later on. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for the ball game and anything else you've got going on outside. Meteorologist Mike Hamernick joins us next on WGN. Hot, 10:23. Time to get a check of our WGN weather forecast. Meteorologist Mike Hamernick is the hero of the weekend. With all this gorgeous weather that we've got, perfect weather for anything outside today, Mike.
Yeah, it's turned into a real nice weekend here. There's no doubt about it. Rain-free, moderate levels of humidity, and temperatures that aren't too hot or too cool. So, yeah, for August, this isn't bad at all. For the Air and Water Show viewing, the haze is down a little bit from yesterday. We had a lot of wildfire smoke in the air yesterday. The sun was really weak in the morning with that white, milky sky. We've got a little bit more blue in the sky today. So I think overall better viewing for the Air and Water Show today, as well as if you're going to be out on a boat in the lake, waves are down from yesterday. 1 to 2 foot waves today compared to 2 to 3.5 foot waves yesterday. So better for swimming and boating today if you're going to be out on Lake Michigan.
It's still amazing to me that we are seeing wildfire smoke here in the Midwest and even on the East Coast, that it's still, you know, that it doesn't dissipate somehow between there and here.
Yeah, it takes something to, you know, a storm system or rain to wash it out of the atmosphere before it dissipates completely. And most of the smoke we're seeing is coming from British Columbia. Mm. That's really the trouble spot right now. They've got, last check, I think over 300 fires burning in British Columbia. It's not a good situation there. They've issued a state of emergency.
In the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
British Columbia is in real trouble as far as a fire. That's where most of the smoke we're seeing here in the Midwest is coming from. The Western fires, it's still bad out there, but they don't have nearly as many in California, Oregon, and Washington as what we're seeing in British Columbia right now.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And hopefully some relief from that is on the way for those folks as some cooler and wetter weather moves into the Pacific Northwest and off the Alaska coast. A change of seasons will be very welcome out in that direction to help fight those fires.
Now, what about the rest of this week coming up? Are we looking at any rain around here?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting week, Dean. We've got a little something for everyone this week. For the lawns and gardens, some decent rains coming Monday afternoon, Monday night, and Tuesday. Not real good news, I guess, if you're going to the Pearl Jam concert on Monday night. It doesn't look like a total washout. Kind of off and on type of rain, so it's not going to rain the entire time, but the rain threat will be there. The biggest storms might actually roll in here Monday afternoon, the mid to late afternoon hours, with a severe storm threat, something we haven't seen a lot of this summer here in Chicago. So 1 to 2 inches of rain Monday afternoon, Monday night, and Tuesday morning. And then behind that, Dean, behind that storm system is going to be some cooler, drier Canadian air. Something also we haven't seen in a while here is some very low humidity levels for Wednesday and Thursday. So if sunshine and low humidity is your thing, Best days to play hooky this week are Wednesday and Thursday because they look absolutely gorgeous at this point.
Are you suggesting that somebody out there might not like sunshine and the low humidity?
Oh, I thought you meant suggesting someone to play hooky. I would never suggest
that.
Oh,
no. We're definitely not encouraging that.
But, I mean, everybody likes that. Well, there's a few people that like, rainy days. And
are there people that go, wow, I wish I was more humid?
Some people like I loved it when I was a kid.
It's so comfortable outside. I wish it were cloudy and more humid.
I loved it when I was little. The more humid, the better.
Really?
Yeah. My parents thought I was weird. Still think I'm weird. Wow. It's strange, but
you're a young weather forecaster.
That's worn off.
You young weather forecasters.
Yeah, I'm not as much of a fan anymore now that I'm getting older. But beautiful weather coming up Wednesday and Thursday, but it won't last. We've got another shot of hot and humid air coming in for next weekend. We could be up around 90, 93 next Saturday and Sunday, as Friday will be the transition day. So two chances of rain this week, one that Monday afternoon through early Tuesday period, another chance on Friday. Those are really the only two chances of rain. And then hot and humid next weekend. So don't get fooled by the cool down on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be in the 70s for highs on Wednesday and Thursday.
Because you had me a little fooled last week when you said, look out, there might be something coming in from Canada.
Right.
That could indicate that, cooler weather is on the way.
And this is the system. We saw it coming about a week ago. A week and a half down the road. We saw it, and it's still there. It's not going to be real noticeable as far as temperature. I mean, 70s. We haven't had a 70-degree day, Dean, here in Chicago since July. So the entire month of August, we've been 80 or better. So we've got a couple of 70-degree days coming up. That cooler Canadian air, just kind of a glancing blow of a hint of fall. And then it's right back into the heat and humidity, and that could last perhaps into the rest of August. So don't put away the summer gear yet, despite the cool down toward the middle of the week.
All right. Well, it sounds like fairly manageable weather for the next few days.
Yeah, for August, no complaints.
And the rain for the Pearl Jam concert tomorrow night—that's not going to stop anybody at Wrigley Field.
No, I don't.
I don't remember if it was last year or a couple of years ago. Remember they had that 3-hour delay for the concert because it was pouring raining,
right?
And they came on at like 11 o'clock at night or something, and
they went until
they did the concert till 1:00 in the morning.
Absolutely.
And they brought Ernie Banks up on stage, and
absolutely,
Jose Cardenal, Eddie Vedder's favorite player, all these guys up on the stage, because they were not going to let a little rain dampen the fun out of friendly confines.
Right, and they finished the show. They didn't cancel. They hung around till things got better. And it won't be the rain that they'll play through the rain.
Lightning,
but it's the lightning and perhaps maybe a wind threat. But I think the wind threat should be over with by concert time.
Okay, all right. Well, now we've got the info on all that, and we'll stay tuned for updates. Mike Hammernick at our WGN Weather Center. Always good to talk to you, pal.
All right, Dean. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. A quick check of the news is next. Then our weekend theater segment, comedy and care, combining together. We'll get to that next. I'm talking about different performers and things that are going on for the weekend. Somebody sent me a text saying that they saw Gladys Knight and the OJs last night.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Pips. No, I think, they're probably performing separately. But on the same bill.
Where?
Out at the New River Edge Park in Aurora.
How nice.
Yeah, the New River Edge Park. That's like it's sort of the western suburban version of Ravinia now. It's this beautiful outdoor venue. It's connected with the Paramount Theater out there. But, Gladys Knight and the OJs were there.
That would be a good show.
I would have loved to have seen that.
That would have been a good show, yes.
Hey, speaking of the Paramount, we're going to start our Dean's Night Out again at the Paramount. I'm going to be out there on Sunday, September the 16th. We're going to take a group of listeners out there to join me to see Legally Blonde the musical. And you could win a pair of tickets to join me for not only to see the show, but, we have that nice little meet and greet beforehand, a little private reception with me before the show. And we're going to give away 10 pair of tickets to that. You can register to win right now at WGNradio.com/contests if you would like to join me. I don't know if we can get enough practice in between now and then. Andy Schwani and I are going to be doing lumberjack demonstrations all winter. This is going to be our new thing. We're going to have a traveling show all weekend.
That's right.
We're going to learn how to carve stuff with chainsaws and do a tour around the Midwest all winter.
Just call me Paul Bunyan.
Okay. All right, I will. So maybe we can do our first demonstration of that if we're ready. It's a couple of weeks, so I don't know if we're going to be ready for that. But out at the Paramount on September the 16th, WGNradio.com/contest if you would like to join me for that. Also, still to come on the program later this morning, we're giving away Billy Joel tickets. Keep listening for that, and we'll tell you exactly how and when to call in to win for all of that. It all follows WGN News with Dave Schwann.
Chicago police still looking for those responsible for the shooting of three men and beating a fourth during what was called a peace picnic on the near north side last night. This happening in Seward Park, just as the event was wrapping up on the 300 block of West Division. One of those shot remains in critical condition. The others are stable. Authorities say some 800,000 people have been displaced. Over 350 have died in the worst flooding in a century in India. At least two trains carrying over 1 million liters or 400,000 gallons of water are moving to the flooded areas from neighboring states in order to provide potable and drinking water for those that have been displaced. A special service underway today at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, home church of Aretha Franklin. She received her start there, her amazing career, singing in her father's gospel choir at the New Bethel Baptist Church. Her funeral is scheduled for August 30th. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Bears a winner in exhibition football last night over the Denver Broncos, 24-23. Mitchell Trubisky, if you're wondering. 9 of 14 for 90 yards, a touchdown, an interception, and one fumble. Chase Daniel led the offense to a couple of touchdowns late in the ballgame with about 5 minutes to go. Next preseason game will come up Saturday at Soldier Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Royals are here in town to take on the Chicago White Sox, and the Sox fall yesterday 3-1 to the Royals. This afternoon's series finale will begin with my pregame at 12:35 with 1:10 first pitch with Ed and DJ. Reynaldo Lopez going for the White Sox against Heath Philmeyer for Kansas City. Cubs lose to the Pirates 3-1 yesterday. They'll try to win their series in Pittsburgh this afternoon. That'll get underway shortly as Jose Quintana will take on Jameson Taillon. The Cubs begin play today 4 games in front of the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Central Division. And on the PGA Tour, the third round finished up today at the Wyndham Championship. Brent Snedeker leads by one shot at 16 under par. Brian Gay, 63 on Friday, 62 in the completion of the third round today. He is one shot off the pace at 15 under par. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, the biggest delays right now on the Kennedy. We're looking at a 50-minute ride from O'Hare to downtown, 35 minutes from O'Hare to the junction. The other way around, downtown out to O'Hare about a half hour, and from downtown to the junction, a 10-minute ride. The Eisenhower has delays from Wolf Road to downtown, a 25-minute trip there, 35 minutes from Veterans Tollway to downtown. And, of course, we have the Air and Water Show underway now along Chicago's lakefront. That takes place until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And Taylor Street between Loomis and Ashland is closed for Little Italy Festa. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And this report sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care to get $70 off per axle on a standard brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Coupon required. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Details at driveafirestone.com. The WGN forecast, a mostly sunny day today, high in the 80s. Fair tonight, low around 70. For tomorrow, we could see some storms by the afternoon hours and into the evening hours. More humid as well, and a high near 80 for Monday. 74 now at O'Hare, at 77 at Midway. Chicago's lakefront has 75. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Time. Dean Richard Sunday morning in our Week in Theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago? Always good stuff, even in the summertime going on, but something extra special that we wanted to tell you about going on with a couple of my favorite organizations. One is Howard Brown Health, that's here in Chicago, that helps so many people. And also Second City, that, of course, we know gives us some of our best comedy in Chicago. They have combined for an effort that is going to be going on Thursday, September the 6th, the Second City Women's Health Fair. And we've got a bunch of people who are involved both on the comedy and health sides of all of this. So I'm just going to welcome you all, first of all. Thank you for coming in. Nice to have you all here. But let me, I'm just going to ask you all to introduce yourselves so I don't mispronounce your names.
Sure. Hey, I'm Dawn Kaczynski. I'm the director of marketing at the Second City.
And I'm Katie Cawson. I'm an actor in She the People at Second City.
Hi, I'm Carissa Barak. I'm also an actor with She the People at Second City.
I can tell by that you were both of the actors, because when the music came on, you both were performing.
Dancing,
and
yeah.
We were both dancing.
It was a great song.
Always
on.
It is. I can always tell the performers when I have them in.
And I'm Carlin Legrode. I'm the Women's Health Outreach and Education Coordinator at Howard Brown.
Say your name one more time here, because your mic wasn't turned.
Sorry about that. Carlin Legrode.
There you go. It's very nice to have you here with us. So explain, Carlin, why don't you explain what all of this is? Because I think the really unique aspect of this is that women's health is being focused as they are performing their show, which is kind of women-centric.
Sure.
That is going to be going on for Second City.
Yeah, so I actually went to the show twice last year, and I just felt so empowered by the women on stage and the women in the audience, and I was like, went back to work and was so pumped and talking about it. And then I was like, you know what, I think this would be a great place to spread awareness about the things that we do. We empower women in clinical settings.
Right.
And so I was like, let me, try my best to make it work, and it worked out well with Dawn, and it's working out great. We're really excited for it.
Yeah, so what's going to happen then? As a performance of the show, I imagine that there must be some more serious aspects, or at least some awareness,
sure,
of what Howard Brown does to help women around Chicago.
Yeah, so it's like a health fair type setting. We're going to be tabling outside of the show before the show on September 6th. We have a few different organizations that we're partnering with. Planned Parenthood will be there, Empowered Therapy, Early to Bed, and Chicago Women's Health Center. We're really excited just because all of these organizations do great things for women in the city, and we want to spread awareness to those that are attending the show. So they're going to be able to come talk to us, receive resources, and it's going to be a very informative but also fun experience.
Well, all centered around the show She the People, which has been playing at the Up Comedy Club at Second City and has just now been extended.
Yes.
All the way through November 11th.
Yes.
That's quite the extension.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Usually when an extension is announced, it's like a week or a couple of more days or something. Like, obviously, things are going really well for the show.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate with the extensions. We started,
Early September,
and they've extended us over and over, and this will be our final extension for this year.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say. But we are traveling after that to DC to perform the show.
Great.
So
great.
We're excited.
Talk a little about She the People.
Well, it Carissa was one of the main writers for it. There was a core group of women that created the bulk of the material for the show, and then the cast members added to that when we came in and put the show together with this cast. But it's a show, it's a sketch comedy review, the classic Second City style, but it's all women, and all the material deals with all things woman, from the silly stuff to the more serious stuff, and which I think is what audiences have been responding well to. It's not just to kind of like bash you over the head, we're angry women type
right.
thing. But
we dare you guys to come and
yeah,
see this
right.
show.
Men have been loving it, though,
yeah.
You know, whether they've been dragged there or they came on their own, volition, they are really loving it because it's fun. We make fun of ourselves as well as broach the more serious topics.
Yeah, that's the mark of really good writing, I think, too, right? And good writing and planning and performing mm-hmm. is when it's really relatable to everyone who comes to see the show.
Oh yeah, all the issues we talk about in the show, I don't just believe they're female centric issues.
Right.
They're like issues that the entire world is facing, and I feel like it's something that so many people are really relating to. In fact, we had a guy not too long ago come to the show and stop us afterwards. He lives in Alaska,
And he's like, I'm flying back to see this show. Like, he just like really right, connected to that show.
Right. Very interesting. I mean, it's such a relatable, it's such a great idea for a concept for a show, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been really lucky with such a fantastic show that marries the message to the audience. We've got these great young women coming in to see the show every night. They're super pumped about it. They bring their friends. They come back. They bring their mothers when they come to town and visit. So we've been really fortunate to have such a great, exciting show in the building. And then it opens the door for us to partner with people like Howard Brown Health, with Planned Parenthood, which we've done stuff in the past with. So it's been a really great opportunity for us. It's a little different than what Second City has done. And so we've been really excited about
it. I don't recall a partnership like this in the past where it's been, you know, a night of entertainment, but also for kind of a serious subject or, you know, serious issue to go along with it. It's such a good idea.
Thanks. We thought so.
Why, you're a genius.
We thought so. I mean, Carlin and I got together and we're like, this feels right. This feels like people would be interested in it. Yeah. And the show really, you know, speaks to all of those topics. And I think it's about breaking down the stereotypes about those topics and talking about them in a open manner and breaking down stigmas. So we're really excited about the event and the show itself.
Yeah. Let me take a break and we'll come back and talk more about the Second City Women's Health Fair that is being put on by Second City and Howard Brown Health. It's going to be Thursday, September the 6th at the Up Comedy Club in Chicago. Tell you how to get tickets and all that when we come right back. WGN. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Heard more of my interview with Aretha Franklin from a few years back, coming up in our next half hour. But if this song from Aretha and Annie Lennox, and there was a whole, if I remember correctly, a whole lineup of superstars that performed, the sisters are doing it for themselves. If this doesn't fit in with this show that's going on right now at the Up Comedy Club, She the People, now extended through November the 11th. I don't know what does fit in. It's the Second City Women's Health Fair that is going to be going on. A performance of the show itself, but also with lots of awareness from our friends who do so much great work to help people around Chicago, Howard Brown Health, all combining into this one special night. What do you think are the biggest issue, the biggest health issues that women are facing, are the ones that people ask about most often when they're coming to Howard Brown?
Sure. I think that women often don't feel they have the voice to speak up or be honest in clinical settings sometimes. I think that they don't want to be a burden to their doctor, so sometimes they feel uncomfortable in clinical settings, which makes Howard Brown Health so awesome because we have really affirming and comprehensive care. Our doctors are awesome. And I feel like we have such holistic and affirming care that it's important that women feel cared for, that they can speak up about the things that they need to talk about in clinical settings.
They feel more empathy from doctors,
sure,
who maybe can relate better to them.
Yeah, because I think women have unique health needs and we need to be able to talk about these things. There's so many stigmas with even just like sexual and reproductive health that we don't feel comfortable talking about. You know, the stigmas of pap smears or the stigmas of masturbation. There's things that we don't feel comfortable talking about, but it's time. We should be talking about these things.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, these are the kinds of pieces of information that people can talk to the Howard Brown people that night.
Absolutely.
And get more information, you know, get some resources,
sure,
to pursue later on.
Yeah, and we have locations citywide. We're as north as Rogers Park. We're as south as Englewood. We have 10 locations. So definitely go to our website and try to, you know, see where it's close to you, but definitely a great place to make an appointment.
Okay, great. And we'll give you website addresses and all that in a couple of minutes. So tell me more about She the People and the kinds of things that you guys are dealing with. Is this a constantly evolving show? I mean, Second City is kind of known for, let's change it tomorrow. Let's do something different. I thought of this. Let's do it in the show tonight.
There are definitely lines and improv slots that allow us to address the most recent issues. And of course, we'll change a line here and there to make sure that we are as updated as possible. The show, all the sketches themselves, I feel like are like kind of evergreen in this climate. Everything we hit is not only something that when we started in September was important, but is sadly, in some cases, still an issue today.
Yeah, things that are still going on.
Yeah.
Interestingly, you know, we were talking about, you know, are men going to feel comfortable coming to the show? A text came in, 312-981-7200, that says, I'm a man who went to see She the People with my son. Greatest second city show I've seen.
Wow. Thank you.
Is he single?
It continues. It continues. It's awesome. I need to bring my daughter.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
How interesting is that? That I mean, great that he went with his son.
Yeah, actually, I think that's really, because, I mean, I encourage, like, you know, friends of mine that have daughters. I was like, bring your daughters. They'll love it. But I love that somebody's bringing their son, because maybe it's the young men that
should
need to see it more than
anybody. Need to hear some of these things.
Yeah, I mean, when start young, like, make it, make sure everybody knows. It's not a terribly, like, don't come too young, I guess.
Yeah, not too young. Yeah,
we do say some things. But I would say, like, bring your kids. Yes, for sure. Yeah. I love that he brought his son.
I know. That's awesome.
Thank you. Great.
I love that he brought his son, but was your daughter busy that night?
I know.
it didn't occur to you when you were going to see
daughter.
A show called She the People, that your daughter might be interested in that also?
Please bring your daughter.
Yeah. What kind of feedback do you get? I mean, after the shows, you must talk to people who have seen the show. What are they saying?
It's very interesting to me, because the younger women that come to see it, they're super amped, they're super pumped up, they feel empowered, they're excited and like ready to take on the world. And yet the older women that I've talked to after the shows just are like, thank you. Mm-hmm. We've never seen any. It's so nice to have these things being discussed out there. And it was, first and foremost, it's funny. Our job is to be funny, and it's a funny show, and that's the most important part of it. But then that the fact that it is empowering to women is, you know, a value added aspect of it. I think.
I was trying to think if there were, you know, if we've had anything like this in Chicago, and I really the only thing that comes to my mind was many years ago when the Vagina Monologues were here in Chicago. That was, it was funny, mm-hmm. and thoughtful and poignant and mm-hmm. all of those things, but really there really haven't been.
Well, Menopause the Musical.
Okay.
Dean.
Well, Menopause, that's, not, that's true.
Come on.
How did that slip my mind?
I feel like, I mean, as far as I've seen, and we've had people come up to us afterwards and to say, as soon as the lights came up on six women on stage, they started crying. Because it's just something that people don't see often.
So empowering.
It's very empowering just to see, like, oh, there are going to be, this is a show about women, by women, for women. Mm-hmm. And everyone else. Everybody should come. Obviously, that gentleman enjoyed it.
Clearly, bring your sons.
Yes, bring your sons as well.
Leave your daughters at home and bring them to see the show.
Let them, cook and clean at home while you're
Maybe they can make a nice dinner for you.
Oh, my God. No.
What's wrong?
Everybody.
This is going to be going on the Second City Women's Health Fair. Is Thursday, September the 6th, although it's performed all the time. But this special night, partnering with Howard Brown Health, is Thursday, September the 6th at the Up Comedy Club, which is 230 West North Avenue, third floor of Piper's Alley in Chicago. And you can get information at the Second City box office. You can get your tickets there. You can call 312-337-3992, or you can go to secondcity.com/womenshealthfair to get more information on that. And if people want to get more information on Howard Brown Health, whether at this show or just in general, do we have some information for people there?
Yeah, howardbrown.org has all the information. You can make an appointment online, and all the resources for all the different types of care we give is also online.
Great. Thank you all for coming in. Appreciate
Thanks for having
it. Such
us.
A great,
yes.
great, great idea.
Yay. Thank you
quick
so
break
much.
And we'll update news next. Illinois Bone and Joint Institute has more advanced fellowship trained physicians than any other orthopedic practice in the Midwest, with the most comprehensive medical, diagnostic, and rehabilitative services. IBJI has more than 100 orthopedic specialists, rheumatologists, podiatrists, pain medicine physicians, and more. Plus, their Ortho Access immediate care facilities welcome walk-ins to treat your aches and breaks and twists and sprains. Visit IBJI.com to find the facility or the specialist that is nearest to you. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we've got Billy Joel tickets to give away. That's going to be coming up, plus my one-on-one interviews with the star and director of the number one movie in America this week, Crazy Rich Asians. Delightful movie, which I really, really liked and really enjoyed my conversation with them. We'll share that and more with you coming up after a check of WGN News here on the station where Steve Cochran celebrates the most valuable person on the planet. Weekday mornings at 720. It's 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn with the very latest. Here is Dave Schwann.
And we have mostly sunny skies, 78 at O'Hare. It was called the Peace Picnic, the third annual event sponsored by Brothers Standing Together. But before it ended, three men were shot, a fourth beaten, authorities saying, after a fight broke out over a woman. It happened last night around 6 o'clock in Seward Park around the 300 block of West Division. Raymond Richard, is part of the sponsorship group and says he's dismayed at the anger among young people.
I don't know, but I do know one thing. We love you, and we will continue to love on you. You can't change how we love and care about our people, and we will not be shaken and broken by this.
One of the three men shot is in critical condition. The others are in stable condition. A special service this morning for Aretha Franklin.
I want Sunday morning. He set me free.
Aretha Franklin being remembered at her home church in Detroit, the New Bethel Baptist Church, at a special service this morning where she got her start singing in her father's gospel choir there. Her funeral is set for August 30th. The manhunt continues in Nashville for two suspects called cold-blooded killers, considered armed and dangerous. Investigators are trying to determine if the gunmen behind a double homicide in a parking lot early Friday are linked to two other shootings. Police say that they are armed and dangerous and could well kill again. Some 800,000 people have been displaced and over 350 are dead in the worst flooding in a century in southern India. Two trains carrying 400,000 gallons of water are moving to the flooded areas for drinkable water for those victims. Less than a quarter of Illinois' children were fully prepared to enter kindergarten last year. A study of about 106,000 students was based on teacher evaluations. 42% were not prepared last year in any of three development areas. Chicago's getting a couple of new parks. More from WGN's Roger Battish.
Grounds being broken out, a new Gately Indoor Track and Field facility and the Excellence Student Recreation Center. Gately facility will have an 8-lane track with full range of track and field event capabilities. The 100,000-square-foot Exelon multipurpose indoor facility will house an indoor track, artificial turf field, basketball courts, and several multipurpose community rooms. Gately facility expected to open in August of 2019, with the Exelon Center opening in December of next year. Roger Battish, WGN News.
My old neighborhood.
Is it?
By Gately.
Gately? Yeah. South August of 2019, yeah. As Roger said.
Outside.
Very good.
Roger Battish, who I didn't realize until this morning, apparently brings 500 pounds of candy for the newsroom to eat.
The candy is here. Weekend. He's responsible for the candy. I am responsible for the coffee cake.
You are one sugar-filled newsroom in there.
And I am responsible for eating it all.
Exactly.
Got to do what you got to do, Andy.
Exactly. Exactly. We will check sports, traffic, and an update on the Air and Water Show and weather next.
Oh, we have another live cut-in from the Air and Water Show coming up as
well. Yep, and we do.
Of our live exclusive coverage.
We have some live exclusive coverage here and an update ourselves.
Okay.
Which we will have in just a moment here on 720 WGN. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
White Sox baseball coming up here in about 90 minutes or so. I'll have your pregame at 12:35, the first pitch at 1:10 with Ed and DJ, the final game of the three-game series, White Sox and the Royals. White Sox trying to win the series here. They'll have Reynaldo Lopez on the mound against Heath Fillmyer for Kansas City. Lopez, a seven-inning start against Kansas City back on August 2nd, did not figure in the decision, went those seven strong, allowing just five hits. Cubs and the Pirates will also wrap up their three-game set. Cubs trying to win that series in Pittsburgh after a 3-1 loss last night. It'll be Jose Quintana against Jameson Taillon. That is the matchup for today. Bears head back to Hallis Hall in Lake Forest after a 24-23 win over the Broncos last night in preseason football. Mitchell Trubisky, 9 for 14, 90 yards, a touchdown, an interception, and a fumble. Chase Daniel led the team on two drives for touchdowns late in the game with about 5 minutes to go. They'll prepare now for their next preseason game, which will be the home opener of the preseason against the Kansas City Chiefs coming up on Saturday. And don't forget that Blackhawks single-game tickets for the regular season will go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic delays on the Kennedy. It is now a 40-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown, a 20-minute trip from O'Hare to the junction.
People coming in for the air and water show, you think?
I think so. People coming in for that and any number of things coming in and around the city. I also think they're headed to the Maxwell Street Market for this today.
Schwani's having a big open house at his apartment today also.
For the air and water show.
Yeah, if you happen to be downtown, anyone for the air and water show, you want to
invite
by.
All 7 million to come over.
Can I do my pregame from there?
Sure you can. Yeah, all the French onion dip and bugles that you can eat.
He's going to make, he told me during the break, he's going to make a taco dip.
Cool.
So anyone who wants to come to Schwani's house, you're more than welcome.
Well, if you're driving away from Schwani's house and the Kennedy, it's a half hour from downtown out to O'Hare, 15 minutes from the junction to O'Hare. The Eisenhower inbound, 25 minutes, Wolf to downtown. Veterans Tollway, a 35-minute trip from Veterans Tollway onto downtown.
We should probably mention, if you're going to Schwani's house today, it is BYOF.
What's the F?
Fresca. Isn't that your favorite delightful beverage?
No, it's actually Tab.
Okay, B-Y-O-T.
It's Tab.
Tab and Senka served free.
If anyone, he'll have complimentary ice Senka for everyone.
And if you don't like that, you can fill it to the rim with Brim.
Brim, yeah.
Okay. A couple accidents also to report. In Darien, watch for an accident at Tamarack and Seminole Drives. And now an accident in Naperville on the Reagan Tollway eastbound at Illinois 59. That is reduced to one lane. And, of course, downtown, the Air and Water Show underway until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, Dean, we do have some audio.
Another
update.
Live cut-in?
We have another live cut-in.
Live cut-in. If you're not able to get downtown, we're happy we can bring you all the excitement of the Air and Water Show right here on WGN.
And as you know, people come from all over to not only watch this, but to participate in the Air and Water Show.
Participate, you say.
Yes, and we have a new group of aviators that are participating in this.
I wonder who it could be.
There's called Howard Fine and Howard, and we have exclusive audio of them getting started, trying to get off the ground.
Contact! Contact! Now contact!
Contact! Here we go again.
Yeah, we'll check back in with them
see
later.
Why so many people come downtown to see this.
We'll check in with them later to see if they got off the ground.
We have another exclusive feed from the air show.
Yes.
this is from the cockpit, right?
Yes.
Tom, is that what this is?
We have some exclusive audio from the control tower.
Oh, the control tower.
They appear to be experiencing some issues.
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what? No, the bleeps. The sweeps. And the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
It's madness down there.
More of our live exclusive coverage as it becomes available this morning.
The one crew that we had were billed as the Wrong Brothers, not the Wright Brothers.
Of course they were.
Wrong Brothers.
Of course they were. Sightney.
Anything the Wright Brothers can do, the Wrong Brothers can do. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny for this afternoon, high in the 80s. Fair tonight, low around 70. Tomorrow, not quite as warm, but more humid, and showers and thunderstorms developing later in the day, high around 80.
I think we have one more live cut in.
Oh, okay.
Now back to our regular programming.
78 at O'Hare, 80 at Midway, and 78 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the W... What in the world? I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom helicopter, ready to join this conversation.
Finally, a sound effect that makes sense. What do you...
That's great. And this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You know, once a year we like to use our sound effects record, whether we need to or not. Wasn't able to find the sound effect that I wanted, man eating potato chips. Is my all-time favorite sound effect.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Something just came across the sports department desk here.
Remote. This breaking news?
No, this is a little more audio. I think that there's some folks that are maybe flying in from L.A. for this. So let's see what we got here.
You are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh? L.A. departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er clear for vector 324.
You have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over.
Over.
Roger.
Huh?
Roger, over.
What?
Yeah, seems to be a little confusion going on there in the cockpit.
More of our live coverage of the Air and Water Show.
Do you get this anywhere else?
Can stop calling me Shirley. My twin brother, Billy Joel, is coming to Chicago. It's going to be at Wrigley Field on September the 7th. His fifth consecutive year of playing at the friendly confines. Last 4 years, sold out. And we've got free tickets to give away this morning. This is always one of the big hit songs that drives the crowd crazy when he plays. The Uptown Girl song, but we've devised something a little different to give the tickets away. Shwani, you were speculating earlier that we might have a sing-off this morning.
That was my speculation.
That's what my speculation was.
See?
But executive producer Tom Hush has come up with an even better way to give away the tickets this morning. Designed, you know, because we want Billy Joel. You got to be a Billy Joel fan to win these tickets. And plus, we always feel bad when we have one of these sing-offs, you know, and somebody's singing, and then, you know, one of us has to, you know.
You have to say yes or no.
Yeah,
thumbs
only
up,
one person
down.
Can win, and then we feel bad that when we have to say, sorry, you lose, get out. We think you stink.
We almost had somebody in tears once.
That's right. That's right. But that's almost every Sunday, really.
Yeah, and it isn't tears of joy.
Not in a good way. Yeah. Sadly, it's our boss. Sadly, it's the program director. So, Tom, why don't you explain how this is going to work?
So the way we're going to have this work is have two callers. They're going to call in, and they're going to finish the lyrics of five of, or at least... some of Billy Joel's most famous songs. So
we're going to play part of the song,
yes,
and then stop it.
Yep, and then you have to try and finish the immediate lyric after.
And then you have to...
Excellent, excellent way, yes.
So we'll see who knows the most. Billy Joel fans only.
So so you're going to decide the winner?
Well, the lyrics will decide the winner.
Because I want to blame it on you.
Please. I mean, I get most of the
blame. So wait, if they correctly finish the lyric, they get the tickets?
If
or do they have to do all of them?
They just got to correctly finish the lyric immediately after.
Just one of the songs?
We've got five cuts. We're going to give you some chances. Best three out of five.
Okay. Is that okay? Sound okay to you, Shawnee?
Sounds just fine.
Andy, does that sound okay to you?
Sounds wonderful.
All right, then.
So the phone lines are already jammed.
They're already jammed.
So shall we take a break first?
Yes, let's take a break and find our two contestants.
All right, let's take a break and find our two contestants here. 312-981-7200. Even though the lines are already jammed and you have no chance of getting through whatsoever right now anyway. But we'll get to that next. We're giving away Billy Joel tickets on WGN.
Here comes the pit
today. Innocence was gone. My twin brother now Billy Joel. Coming to Wrigley Field September 7th. And we've got a pair of tickets to give away. Oh, it would be easy just to take a certain number caller and give them away. But we like to have a little fun with it as well. And that's why we go to the phone lines now and talk to, this is Sarah in Glenview, is that right? Sarah, are you with us on the phone?
I'm here.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm fine. I need you to turn your telephone down, though. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Turn your radio down. If you could turn your telephone down, that would be
okay.
Something interesting.
Is that better?
I'm going to say no. Tom, maybe you could.
Sarah, do you think you could just walk into the other room from your radio?
Yeah, let me try that.
Yeah, you have to have the speakers.
If you're on speakerphone, please turn off the speakerphone.
But that way people can't help me cheat.
Okay.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, because we can't have the feedback there. But that sounds great. And also, I think we have Cheryl on the phone. From where in Chicago are you calling, Cheryl?
Near North.
Okay, I need you to turn your radio down also, please.
Okay.
Sarah, are you there?
Right here.
I'm here.
Okay. So, hearing everybody again. Can't have that. Okay, so do you both understand how this game, do you both understand how this train wreck goes?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so Sarah, we're going to play a bit of a Billy Joel song for you, and then it's going to stop, and then you need to continue with whatever the lyric is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Sarah, this is for you. Take it away.
Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Have my unspoken passion.
I like you just the way you are.
Oh, Sarah. You turned your radio back up, number one. So, no, that is not, that was not the correct lyric, I'm afraid. So, let's go to Cheryl with a completely different song. Now, Cheryl, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here is your song.
You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the lights.
Cheryl?
Hi.
Did you hear the song, Cheryl?
Yes.
And the next lyric is?
Could you play that last part of it again? Just the end?
I think we have to move to
another contestant. Yeah, we got to move to a different one.
Yeah. Are we going to go back to Sarah now?
Yeah, let's go back to Sarah. Let's see if Sarah can get one here. Let's do an easy one.
We're going to go back to Sarah. Sarah, you get a second chance now with a different song.
Okay.
And here it goes.
And the waitress is practicing politics as a businessman slow to get stoned.
Hmm.
See, people think this is easy, though, because when you're hearing the song, you sing along.
Yeah, I know it's Piano Man. I don't know the next lyric.
Boy, okay, Sarah, hang on a second. Hang on a second. And Cheryl?
Hi.
Are you there? Okay, here is your second chance. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here you go.
Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need.
And I know.
I'm going to need a little bit, maybe a little bit more here.
Oh, and I know what you need?
Unfortunately, no.
This contest is going great. I don't know why we've never done this before. This contest is going fantastic. All right. Because only because the show is over soon. Sarah, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 20.
13?
Cheryl, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 20.
6.
The number was 11. Sarah, you won the tickets to see Billy Joel.
Yay! Thank you. Sorry I stunk.
You both did a fantastic job. I don't know what you're talking about. I think I can honestly say this is a contest I will never forget for the rest of my life. Hang on for a second.
Best.
You both did a very, very good job.
Thanks.
I feel like Mr. Ned when the kid missed bucket number one. You both did a wonderful, wonderful job. You've got a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel September 7th at Wrigley Field. And also, Cheryl, for you, hang on for a second. We're going to send you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for being equally as great in this contest.
Oh, yummy.
Yummy. There you go. Look at this. Everyone's a happy customer from Uncle Dean on 720 WGN. Note to self, never do contests like this again. Wani, this is one of the songs that's part of the soundtrack for the number one movie in America right now. Crazy Rich Asians.
Saw an interesting story on that.
What is that?
Well, just the way the Asians were portrayed and some of the actors and actresses having to, in a way, defend themselves as to why they took some of these roles.
Well, the lead actor in this movie, his name is Henry Golding. He's British, actually, but has one of his parents is Asian and one is not.
Right.
And some people were complaining that he's not Asian enough to star in a movie like this.
That's what he was defending.
That he wasn't Asian enough, which is ridiculous. But, I mean, this number one, this movie is delightful. It's very funny. It's very sweet. It reminded me so much of My Big Fat Greek Wedding in that it's, it's an ethnic fish out of water story. It's a story about a rich, handsome Asian guy falls in love with a non-rich Asian woman. And when it comes time for the parents of the rich bachelor to meet his parents, the parents are not accepting at all, much like My Big Fat Greek Wedding. They felt that she is not worthy of the son. So, you know, it's that kind of story, but it's done with such humor and such sensitive, clever writing. It's very poignant about acceptance at the same time, and is very beautiful. After I saw this movie, I want to get on a plane and go to Singapore. It looks so unbelievably beautiful there. So I want to go there. I really like this movie. I gave it a Dean's List B+. And not long ago, a week or 2 weeks ago, something like that, Henry Golding, the star of the movie, was in town with the director of the movie, John M. Cho. And we sat down and talked a little about it all.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly what we're the specificity, the universality through the specificity that we're all human beings, like that all ethnicities, every underrepresented group should be celebrating this movie, because it represents that idea that there's so many more perspectives to be told on the big screen by the big studios, and cinema needs it more now than ever, and so I'm really excited for the future of what this holds.
Well, like I said, when My Big Fat Greek Wedding came out, you will see every single one of your family members, every single one of your friends.
Exactly.
I happen to be Greek, so I I called that movie a documentary on my family. It wasn't a movie at all. And it was, somebody followed my family around, as I'm sure people are going to be thinking about this. But also with my Big Fat Greek Wedding, some people were very offended at the depictions of this. And Henry, I saw you talking about this, how there's already a little bit of backlash of people saying that you're not Asian enough, apparently, in the movie, and the film is not Asian enough.
I think the conversation sort of leads towards the history of say, what they brought up, the subject of whitewashing in Hollywood. I definitely don't think that was the case with us. John looked high and low for the right actor, somebody who would bring Nick Young to life, being the linchpin to the story, the reason why Rachel goes on this journey for herself, the reason why she's in Singapore. For me to be sort of half British and half Asian, I've started owning the fact that I was Asian years before any of this Hollywood sort of stuff came about.
It must be a little bit offensive to you that somebody would look at the movie and say that you are not what you apparently truly are.
I think that goes back to my history of traveling the world for work, as a travel host. I've seen so many cultures, so many different ethnicities, so many mixed ethnicities. Malaysia, for instance, huge population of mixed Dutch, mixed Portuguese, Chinese mixes, but they're all considered Malaysian as one country, and you know, that doesn't change. So outside of your strict top or strict kind of races, there's always mixes, but what is the litmus test of how Asian or how Latino or how black do you need to be?
Exactly. Talk to me a little bit about the significance and the importance of a film like this, which has a predominantly Asian cast. Why that's important to be seen, and these depictions of the people that we're seeing on the screen not being the usual stereotypes,
and
frankly, and really often incredibly offensive stereotypes that we've seen for
of movie history.
Forever.
Really.
Forever.
You know, it's growing up loving movies. I fell in love with movies. I fell in love with going with my family and seeing these heroes on the big screen, people you want to aspire to be like. And I fell in love with it. What I didn't realize that I wasn't seeing myself up there, someone who looked like me. And I think that in this day and age, 2018, that it's time that we have a romantic Asian male lead in a movie that represents all not just Asian Americans, but all cultures together. I think that representation matters, not just in front of the camera, but also behind the camera. So we can have discussions, healthy discussions of how we want to set the rules to be in the future. And what a privilege to actually have the conversation now that there is a movie, the first time in 25 years, to actually talk about that.
Yeah, it's a shame you couldn't find somebody better looking for
it. I know. Can you believe it?
I hate to
my
say
family
it right
likes
to your
him
face,
more. But
did I read that in your background that you were a licensed hairdresser?
That's right, yeah.
At one time,
I've had a couple careers in the past, but a lifetime ago, I was a hairstylist in London. It still kind of crops up once in a while.
He judges me often on my hair. I feel self-conscious.
I give him a notification when he needs
mine, but it's not really, it's not really very challenging for you right now. What would have been some of your other jobs?
I was in sports broadcast. I was in magazine shows. I was in travel host. I was a bar back in events for a long time. I think that's really built kind of a repertoire for sort of taking examples and adding them to a character that I'm working on on a script or in sort of acting in general. So it's helped build these layers,
which makes this all the more amazing. That really, I mean, this is your first major leading role.
Yeah,
that in a relatively young film career.
Very young.
You're the man in this movie. And,
thank you.
You know, destined for great things, I
think. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's Henry Golding. He's the star of the number one movie, Crazy Rich Asians, Dean's List B+. Can't recommend that one to you enough. There is also a new movie this week that's open called Alpha that goes back 20,000 years. It's a prehistoric story of a boy's survival. Part of a tribe, gets separated from his tribe and has to survive, and kind of teams up with a wolf who is also separated from his pack. And it's a boy and his dog story, basically, like first man's best friend kind of story. But it's basically a story about survival and loyalty and friendship. And I gave that a Dean's List B. There's also a movie called Mile 22 that opens this week, Mark Wahlberg's new movie. Gave that one Dean's List D. Uncle Dean didn't like that one too much. We'll take a quick break and come back. We've got the Food Time Show on the way. WGN.
For me to love you.
11:52, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
If you want.
As we continue remembering the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, died after a long battle with pancreatic cancer this week. 76 years old. Details are starting to come out about funeral and public viewing. There will be a two-day public viewing at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History on Tuesday, August 28th, and Wednesday, August 29th, 9 in the morning till 9 at night. And this is in Detroit. The funeral will be Friday, August the 31st, at the Greater Grace Temple, also in Detroit. And they're also talking about a musical tribute with major recording artists. That's all they're saying right now. They say venue to be decided. But Clive Davis, who was the head of Arista Records for years, he's the one that brought Aretha Franklin from Atlantic Records to Arista Records in the 1980s. He's also planning an Aretha Franklin tribute that is scheduled to be May 14th at Madison Square Garden. So that's what we know about all of that. We've been looking back at so many clips this week of classic performances from, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. I think some of her more recent performances have been more quintessential. One of them was performing, singing America, My Country, Tis of Thee at the inauguration of Barack Obama in January of 2009, a couple of months after the inauguration, when she sang, she happened to be here in the Chicago area at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. I think it was in April, so it was just a couple of months after the inauguration performance. She did that show in Hammond, and we got together with her backstage before the show, and we talked a little about that performance. And she had sung at inaugurals before. She sang at the funeral of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She has sung at some very momentous occasions, at the inauguration of Jimmy Carter and the inauguration of Bill Clinton. But as she explained to us, this one was especially profound, performing at the inauguration of America's first African-American president.
It was tremendous. It was absolutely tremendous just to stand at that podium and look out across the sea of people that were there, and to be able to see the Lincoln Memorial in the distance, and cameras and crews were to the left, and you had the press to the right, and it was just a very, very magical, tremendous moment. And of course, at the moment of the swearing in, it was this ultra. But I didn't sleep very well the night before. I only slept maybe 3 hours. I was kind of excited, yes. Mm-hmm. Only slept 3 hours, but I did amazingly well, you know, just engineering my way from one point to the other on right. Only 3 hours of sleep.
Right.
It was like I had had 6 hours.
Yeah.
Because it was just so exciting to be there.
Are you just amazed how that hat caught everyone's attention?
I really am. And it's like it had some magic of its own. The hat needs a press agent of its own. And an agent of its own.
One of the greatest of all time. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. It's 11:58. We'll update news next on WGN. So coming up in our next half hour, we're going to get to our Food Time show. And today we are talking with a woman who organizes trips to Tuscany for Italian food cooking lessons. Trip to Tuscany. And then you you spend your vacation time, not the entire time, but part of it, taking cooking lessons from old Italian ladies. Doesn't that sound like the most fantastic vacation ever? I love this idea.
I'm hungry just listening to this.
Yeah, we're going to learn more about that coming up. Also, we've got another one of our Dean's Night Out coming up at the Paramount Theater in Aurora this time. Their new season is getting ready to kick off. We're going to be out there to see Legally Blonde, the musical, on Sunday, September 16th. And you can register to win for a pair of tickets to join me, not only to see the show, but for the private reception that we have, a little meet and greet before the show. Love to have you join us. All you have to do is go to WGNradio.com/contest, enter the drawing, and hopefully you'll be one of the winners to join us on the 16th. This is The Station with Steve Cochran, where he celebrates the most valuable person on the planet, weekday mornings at 7:20. 7:20 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Let's get the very latest now from Dave Schwann.
Mostly sunny, 81 at O'Hare. One person is in critical condition, two others in stable condition after being shot during what was called a peace picnic on the near north side last night. This happening after 6 o'clock as the event was breaking up at Seward Park on the 300 block of West Division. No one is in custody. A quick replacement in Springfield, WGN's Roger Battish has that story.
Helene Miller Walsh, the wife of conservative radio host and former U.S. Representative Joe Walsh, has been picked to fill the state house vacancy of former Republican lawmaker who stepped down after being accused of sending an ex-girlfriend's nude photos to other men online. Nick Sauer of Lake Barrington resigned from his Illinois House seat this month after the accusation surfaced. Miller Walsh will face election in November. Roger Battish, WGN News.
The morning earthquake in the Indonesian island of Lombok has caused landslides and damage to buildings, but as so far, we have no reports of injuries or fatalities. This measured a magnitude 6.3 by the U.S. Geological Survey and jolted the island once again as it was recovering from a quake earlier this month that killed 460 people. Some 800,000 people have been displaced and over 350 have died in the worst flooding in a century in southern India. Trains have been carrying water, almost 400,000 gallons of it, to the flooded areas for drinkable water in the affected areas. Day two of the Air and Water Show here in Chicago, well underway along Chicago's lakefront, the 60th year for one of the largest shows of its kind in the country. Veteran show announcer Herb Hunter told WGN Radio's Dean Richards he's always excited by the number of spectators.
It was amazing driving back to the hotel yesterday, the number of people we saw completely, you know, a couple miles from the show site that obviously had set up a picnic area so they could watch the show.
And the show runs until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
We're going to go out there after the show today, our show, right?
Sure. As a matter of fact, if you have time permitting, I have another audio update from the show, if you have time for this.
A live cutaway, you mean?
A live cutaway, yes. Very much a live cutaway.
You know, I love me a live cutaway.
And now
well, I'm anything. I'm a lover of the live cutaway.
And with WGN Neighborhood News, here is Donald.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this after the after later, you mean?
We have this. Yeah, right. Oh. We can do it, you know, after Andy comes in with. No, Andy is not doing sports. I'm doing sports.
All right.
But here now is WGN
Thanks
Neighborhood
for the tease.
News.
Thanks for teasing
You're
me.
Welcome. You're welcome. Here is Domitian.
Hey, I've got something that you're going to like, but not right now.
Well, that means you have to stay tuned and listen. But right now, here's WGN Neighborhood News with Domiti Pongo.
Walter Ajayi High School on the city's south side in the Bronzeville neighborhood is one of the recipients of the Sustainable Community Schools Initiative. They've received $500,000 to implement an initiative pairing schools with community organizations providing critical services to better support children and families. The Hyde Park Herald reports the initiative is set to begin in October. I'm Domiti Pongo with WGN Neighborhood News, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.
WGN Sports, White Sox playing Kansas City once again this afternoon. Our pregame with Andy Mazur. About a half hour away, 12:35, the first pitch 1:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN. Sox losing to the Royals yesterday 3-1. Cubs will play Pittsburgh once again this afternoon. Pirates beat the Cubs yesterday 3-1. WGN traffic, we have an accident in the two left lanes of the Tri-State northbound before Lawrence Avenue. Stop and go traffic there. You can expect delays of up to 20 minutes. Also, delays on the Kennedy inbound from O'Hare to downtown, a 40-minute trip, 25 minutes from the junction to downtown. Downtown out to O'Hare, now a 33-minute ride. And on the Eisenhower, inbound from Wolf Road to downtown, a half hour. It's 42 minutes from Veterans Tollway to downtown. And, of course, speaking of downtown, we have the Air and Water Show underway along Chicago's lakefront until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, Dean, we do have a live cutaway for you from this.
We're lucky.
We're lucky to have so
many live cut-ins from there today.
We have it covered. We really do.
Not a lot of stations have that.
No, they don't.
This is exclusive.
Oh, this is totally exclusive audio now.
Yeah, take that, competitors.
If you remember earlier, we were...
Jane Pauley right now on CBS The Sunday Morning.
They don't even have that.
I wish I could have had all these
they
cut-ins
live cut-ins from the air show.
Wish I could have had all those.
But we were following earlier the new entries in the Air and Water Show.
And
they have since gotten off the ground. We have audio from...
You mean the pilots earlier here.
Let's start with a call from the ground as they were watching them take off.
They're either miracle men or they're insane.
There they go.
And now we cut into audio from the cockpit.
Quit waving bye-bye. I'm getting sick.
What was that?
That isn't anything. Just some little old wire broke loose from some little old lever.
That was our rudder, you idiot. Now we can't get our plane where we want it to go.
Is that important? Are we going anywhere?
Just exclusive audio that you get nowhere else.
Yeah, no. Not one other place.
We'll check in with them before, to see if they did get somewhere. Actually, you know what? Seriously,
wait,
I am hearing some rumbling. Do you hear that?
I do. Was that a plane?
I think it was.
Because I did have chili last night.
I'm not sure. So it's either that or the chili. I'm going to go with the plane.
Just checking.
This traffic report is sponsored by Spot Hero.
Apologize.
Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The WGN forecast.
See, over at the other place, the Tribune Tower, we could open up the microphones. We had microphones outside.
That's right.
The window.
Yeah, right outside the old showcase studio.
We could turn them on, we'd be able to hear the planes go by. We don't have that here anymore.
No, we don't. We'll have to work on that. We'll have to fix that. A mostly sunny afternoon, a great day for the air show, high in the 80s. Fair tonight.
Can't wait for the engineering department to get a memo from me asking if we could put microphones on the 18th floor
on the
18th of our building.
Floor, sticking outside from the windows of Studio A there.
They love my technical requests. Although I did notice they got the camera fixed on you.
Yes, I noticed that this morning, too. I wasn't going to be in the silhouette here.
Last week, for those of you who watch the show, and really, you don't get the full enjoyment of the show.
Unless you watch the radio.
Unless you're watching everything that's happening. Because there's nothing more exciting than watching two dopes sitting around talking. but the camera that was on Schwani last week, there's something wrong with... They explained it to me. I don't understand what it is, but they fixed it.
They did. It's
now
fine. It was bad last week, I don't know, but it's back this week.
They fully explained it to me.
Did they?
Yeah.
What did they say to you?
I don't remember.
Anyway.
You know what I remember? It's fixed now. That's all
It's fixed now. We'll go with that. Yeah. And let me repeat.
I'm going to ask them if they could put you back in the dark again.
Well, you won't have to deal with this next week because I won't be here.
Oh, that's right.
So
you're going on your annual trip with
your
dad. On
your annual trip.
Where are you going?
That's right. We're going out west to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Ready to go. We leave tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact.
You and your 96-year-old dad?
Father, yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep. There will be pictures posted.
Yeah.
So get ready for that. Get ready for this, too.
Does he get annoyed by you as quickly as I do?
I think he does. Yeah. I may be left on the side of the road.
He's got a lot
more
years of you than I do.
I think he may.
I've got quite a few, but he's got even more than that.
So he may be coming in 2 weeks from today.
That poor guy, every year before Schwani goes on his trip with his dad. His dad calls me. It's like, is there any way you can get me? Can you get me out of this?
Would you like to go?
And can't you tell him he can't go on vacation or something? I just want to go to Vegas and see some showgirls.
He likes Vegas. He likes that old car show there.
I'll bet that's what he's looking for in Vegas.
A mostly sunny afternoon for the Air and Water Show, high in the 80s. Fair tonight around 70.
Dean, it's Paul Schwann. Is there any way that you can get me on this trip?
All right, that's enough.
Schwani keeps making me go on these trips with him every year. I'm trying to get out of it.
He thinks I want to go, but...
He thinks that I like this. What am I going to tell the guy?
Oh, God. Clouds rolling in tomorrow. We had some storms forecast for the afternoon, a high near 80. We have 81 at O'Hare, 81 at Midway, 78 along the lake. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, ready to get out of here, but ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We hope that you and your dad have a fantastic time.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful that you and your dad go on these trips every year.
As a matter of fact, you know what I should say? Grazie, signore.
Grazie, signore Schwann. Buon voyage. I think I just made that up. How fun would it be to go on vacation? Not that your trip to Santa Fe and your road trip sounds great, but how great would it be to be in the countryside of Italy, soaking in the local culture there? That's what today's Food Time segment is all about. A special program which has been set up by our guest, Colleen Kiernan, called Tuscan Women Can Cook. Colleen, welcome to WGN. So nice to have you with us. Hello.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be on with you.
So explain a little bit to our listeners what Tuscan Women Can Cook is all about.
Well, it's Tuscan Women Cook. Tuscan women certainly can cook, but our program is called TuscanWomenCook.com. And it's a week-long Tuscan immersion vacation. It's just wonderful. We set in the sites right in the heart of Tuscany in a little tiny town called Montefalonico. We're at the base of Montepulciano, if you know where that is. It's the next biggest town. And we cook in the morning. And the nonas, the grandmas, teach our classes. So they teach the recipes that they've had for years and years, generations and generations. We learn to roll pasta. They teach us the authentic ways to make pasta. So we cook about 5 to 7 different things in the morning, and then for lunch we eat what we've made, paired with wines of the region. So we're right, like I said, in the heart of Chianti, and we have the wines of the region served with our meals. And then our coach takes us out to the varying sites of Tuscany. So we go to Pienza, we go to Montepulciano, we go to Siena. We have a private guide in Siena who has her doctorate in Sienese history. So there's a lot of culture and a lot of really good food and a lot of wine and a lot of history. It's just a wonderful week-long trip.
Wow, it just sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, it really is. We have people come from all over the world. We have a lot of people from the U.S., Canada, the U.K., Australia, New Zealand. We've had Afghanistan. We've had Israelis. It's just a wonderful group. We have a small group, 15 to 17 people, and we spend a week together. Our guests stay at a restored olive mill. So it's the Hotel La Chiusa, and it's really more of a B&B than a hotel, but it's world-renowned. People come from all over the world just to stay at La Chiusa. So we're really fortunate to be in this tiny town. There's no tour buses, anything like that. We're just really very fortunate to be based there and spend our week there.
Yeah, sometimes when you're on these tours, you feel a little rushed, or, you know, it just feels so touristy. that you don't feel like you're soaking in the true essence of whatever area that you happen to be in. But this sounds like really total immersion.
It really is.
I've been on a couple of trips where there are cooking lessons and, you know, things like that that are so fun. And especially if you're learning them from the grandmas, the nonas, it's got to be especially just character-filled, I would think.
You know, we actually have guests, too, that have had, you know, spent time with their grandmas, maybe their Italian grandmas, or even any kind of ethnic where you've spent time with them in the kitchen and you really didn't get the recipes from them.
Right.
You know, and we've had people get really moved because they've said, oh, gosh, why didn't I do this with her and get this written down? And so we have it's a really special, special trip. If you go to our TripAdvisor, Tuscan Women Cook, on our TripAdvisor, our guests are just so lovely and say such kind, nice things about our trip. And we just really try to make it work for you. And we tell people this is your vacation. You know, we have a really, really packed full of fun things to do and cook and learn. We olive oil taste, we cheese taste, we wine taste. It's really packed, but it is your vacation, and it's small, it's intimate, and it's a true, authentic immersion experience.
Yeah, I love that whole idea, and I love that you've got plenty of leisure time built into it also, so you don't feel like...
We call it our reposino. We have a two-hour reposino, which is basically repose. go lay down and take it easy.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I want to learn a little bit more about this region and the types. You know, there's so many different types of Italian food. What are foods which are characteristic to this area? Colleen Kiernan is on the line. Tuscan Women Cook is the name of the program. We'll tell you how you can get more information on it as well when we come back. WGN. Our Food Time show is always sponsored by the Greek Islands restaurants in Chicago and also in Lombard. Enjoy the warm Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining at the award-winning Greek Islands restaurant. Extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, herbs, and spices all imported directly from Greece, providing delicious and healthy meals. Summertime makes it ideal to enjoy your meal al fresco there while enjoying some lighter dining options like grilled octopus salad, cold lima beans, baked Mediterranean-style salmon, 40 entrees from which to choose. You'll definitely find a favorite. Since 1971, the Greek Islands has been Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices. They are the perfect place to meet for a business lunch, family dinner, or to stop in before a game or show. The Greek Islands restaurants with party rooms for 20 to 120. They also provide catering. Visit the Greek Islands in Chicago, 200 South Halsted Street, or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd. Free parking is available. The Greek Islands is America's most popular Greek restaurants. We go from Greece back to Tuscany as we talk about Tuscan Women Cook, a terrific program where you can go on a vacation to Tuscany. And it's a culinary vacation. It's put on by Colleen Kiernan, TuscanWomenCanCook.com, if you want to get more information. Colleen, tell me a little bit more about this region of Tuscany and the kinds of foods which are characteristic to it.
Yes, we're right in the heart of Chianti, and so we are right in the heart of wine country. We're about 45 minutes south of Florence and about a little over two hours north of Rome. So we're right there. We're right near Montalcino, where all of the Brunellos, the famous Brunellos, are from. We wine taste several times. One of our dinners, we have a wine tasting pairing dinner with a female sommelier, and she's one of the only female sommeliers in Tuscany.
Really?
And she, we go to Montalcino to her restaurant, Montecchiello, La Porta. So we're really centrally located. Our guests generally travel either before or after their week with us. So you're right, and you can get to anywhere. You can get to the north, the south, you can get to the UK, you can get up to Paris. So it's really, really well located.
So the recipes that the nonas, the grandmas, teach in these classes, what are some of the signature things that they make?
Yeah, it's a great question, Dean. We have we make many, many things. So in a week, we make, you know, 5 to 7 things a day, almost every day.
Wow.
So we're busy. But the region of Tuscany was typically very poor. So one of the things we learned to make is pici, which is the original pasta of that region, P-I-C-I, pici. And because Tuscany was historically quite poor, they only really couldn't afford eggs and oils and things like that. So yeah, we can learn to make a pasta just from flour and water, and it's really good. We also make a ravioli, we make a pappardelle, we make all kinds of pasta. We roll pasta almost every day. We also make sauces, several sugos, which they call sugo. We make a countryside sauce. We make many, many sauces and all kinds of dishes.
Does this this pici, this pasta that you're talking about, does it taste significantly different than the pastas that we know?
It doesn't. I mean, it's just the way. Sometimes you wonder, it's just the way they handle it with so much care and love and respect. The way our nonas respect what they do, it comes through in the flavor of the food. It can't be beat. It really can't. We really try to make pasta not intimidating for you. So we've got, when you leave us and you go home, and we have people send us pictures and we love it. When they go home and they make these meals for their family,
try it out themselves. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if anyone's been to Italy, they know that more than half the experience is enjoying the wonderful food. That's why I think booking these trips are so important. And you've got several of them in which people can go at different times of the year. And the best way to get information on this is TuscanWomenCook.com. Is that right?
That is. TuscanWomenCook.com. Our website's fabulous. Again, look at our TripAdvisor. I think a lot of people do look to TripAdvisor for suggestions and help planning their trips. And we'd love to have your guests. We'd love to have you come, Dean. Love it.
I would. This has got my name written all over it. Are you kidding me? Be cooking and with old Italian ladies for a week. That's a dream come true for me.
Yeah. And we spend a whole day in Siena, it's wonderful. We have, we have a private guide, and I've been with her many times, hundreds of times, and she is just, I learn something new every week with her.
TuscanWomenCook.com. Colleen Kiernan, thank you so much. Enjoy your Sunday.
Oh, thank you very much. I was hoping that I could see that air show in Chicago until I heard that live cutaway from the cockpit, and I thought, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe you're better off not here. Thanks, Colleen.
Anyway, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our friends at the Midwestern University inviting you to come in for checkups or sports physicals, dental and vision screenings. Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic is your family's home for back to school in Downers Grove. They offer comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experiences at their dental institute, family medicine clinic, speech language institute, physical therapy institute, and eye institute. At their clinics, you'll receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic is your family's home for healthcare. And that's going to wind it up for us today. We'll see you tomorrow morning and every weekday morning about 8:10 in the morning on Steve Cochran Show. And, of course, on the WGN-TV Morning News. Weekday mornings on the Big Number 9. Tomorrow morning talking with Sir Ben Kingsley. Looking forward to that.